Everyone, we turn to a fascinating area of halacha, and that is a person limited and restricted in terms of what they're allowed to draw? And so, of course, we all could imagine that when it comes to drawing a picture of an idol or something like that, that's absolutely prohibited. What people don't realize is that it's way beyond that in terms of what is prohibited to draw, and it always drives me crazy. One of my biggest pet peeves is every single frumish kindergarten class always, you know, when they learn about Bereshis and the creation of the world, they always draw the sun and the stars and the moon, but there's a blatant Torah prohibition for a person to go ahead and do these things. And so therefore, when a person is drawing things, what exactly is the gedder? What are the restrictions and what are the limitations? So when it comes to, let's say someone wants to draw a picture of an angel or something like that, depict an angel that we see in the Torah, that is a prohibition. When it comes to drawing, again, the sun, the moon, the stars, any sort of heavenly body is a big problem. There was a great story when I was in YU, so they hired someone to paint a new mural. They were redoing the library area there, and they had this beautiful mural that they painted of all the heavenly bodies, and it was amazing. And then all of a sudden, Rav Schechter sees it, and he says, oh, look, it's a Vodazara in the university. And so all of a sudden, they had to repaint this whole thing, and then they made this really weird, kind of like an eye-looking mural. It was very odd, but it was all because of the people sometimes really fail to realize that there is a prohibition of drawing the heavenly bodies. So one should not do this. What about owning a picture of heavenly bodies? And is that a Avodah Zarah as well? And so the answer is that it seems like it's okay, but even to commission something like this would also be prohibited. Even for someone who isn't Jewish, to draw it for you is not allowed. And so anytime you see someone, a little child, come home with one of these beautiful projects, it's very nice, but it's not the best thing in the world, so they should be avoided as much as possible. There are additional halachos of drawing pictures of people as well, that of course these are things that none of us ever think about, and it's sort of just part of our society, so we'll speak about that a little bit more tomorrow, but for now we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.